I will give you the most effective foreplay technique for women that always works with any woman. So if you're struggling to get her turned on and sex just isn't happening, this will give you a way to arouse her reliably, fast, and powerful. It will also give her bigger pleasure in the genitals later and facilitate her orgasms. And as a bonus, you will stop hating foreplay as a boring chore. You will enjoy it more and it will turn you on as well. So I have worked with thousands of women over my almost 25 years now of consultancy as a sex coach and a sex therapist, and I have not seen a woman for whom this didn't work, if you do it well. But first, let me explain why you should stop doing your current foreplay. Men typically do one of the following four things, and here's why they are not good foreplay. One, the typical one, going down on her, giving her oral. Oral is not foreplay. Oral sex is called oral sex, not oral foreplay. Anything in the genitals for women is already sex because she already needs to be aroused to feel good in the genitals. So you need foreplay before oral sex. A lot of women otherwise feel stressed or they just don't feel as much as they could. You can still do oral. It's a wonderful experience for her, just not as the main foreplay. At best, it is good for late stage of the arousal, almost like a bridge to fingers or penetration. Number two, sensual touching of the body. Nice, but too mild. Singular touches will not give her the powerful arousal she really needs. Also, most men's sexual touch is actually quite weak. It's some wishy-washy brushing or hard grabbing that, you know, does very little for her. Massage, the eternal argument. Massage is a relaxation technique. It is not an arousal technique. It's exactly the opposite. Yes, it will help her arousal. Why? Because it helps her to relax, because she's not stressed that you're going to go straight for penetration, but it's weak as the actual arousal technique, and it's just too long and unnatural for real sex. Mental stimulation with, you know, talk and fantasies, all the rage. Everybody feels they've cracked the female code. It sucks. It's inconsistent. You always have to keep finding new engaging things. Half the time she's already in her head and you're only driving her more into her head. The connection from mental arousal to the body can often be poor. She's still surprised she's not feeling so much pleasure even though she's turned on. So here is the best way to arouse a woman through her body, which I call body-to-body flow. You get close to her with your whole body. This can be done in any position. I will explain them later. Your whole body's in contact, really in each other. Your chest, your stomach, your whole arms, your hands are always on her, your face and mouth are always on her, and you move over her body, flowing over her body, enjoying her shapes, her curves, her skin, all her sexy places that you love. You are holding her, but it is a moving, flowing hold. Your hands are always on her, giving great sexual touch. Your face is always caressing her and kissing her. You're not mechanical. You really enjoy all her places, drown in them, savor them, feel how her body turns you on. And this always works the best, the fastest, and or more reliable to arouse a woman, with some personal calibrations that I will explain in a minute. Now, let me explain to you what is actually happening here in this foreplay technique for you to understand why it is the most powerful way. One, there is massive contact, like one huge hand all over her body. So massive amount of sensations all over her body flowing into her at the same time. Touch with hands gives you only 2% of that at a time. When you flow over her curves, enjoying her body, she feels sexy, she feels desired. That's a massive turn on. Three, because of super close contact of your bodies, there is a lot of intimacy, closeness, and her body feels loved at the same time as a lot of super sexy sensations. The magical cocktail. Number four, she feels really handled in your masculinity the way she wants to. That's super arousing. Five, you are awakening her actual body directly by loving it. It's not a mental trick. And that real aliveness of her body will then facilitate genital sensation and orgasmicity. Six, she feels you are enjoying her body and you're not just doing, you know, a job, a chore, or foreplay. This is massive because she doesn't want to be work for you. She wants to feel you in it with her. This actually facilitates a lot of arousal. So there's no other way to arouse a woman that has all these powerful components at the same time in one combination. Now you may say, is that it? Just flow over her body. In a way, yeah, but let's be aware of the mastery underneath simplicity. Of course not. In reality, this technique is composed of many sexual techniques for foreplay for women. You're just bundling them all together for maximum effect. So you need a really good effective sexual touch with hands. You need very good erotic kissing on her body and not just some annoying pecs. You need good knowledge of her breasts and nipples with your hands and mouth, because they will be involved all the time in that flow. You need a good knowledge of all the erogenous zones on her curves and to know how to move through them for best sensation for her. So even your whole body contact, how you hold, how you move in that flow, is a sexual technique that needs the right contact, the right pace, the right strength, good intelligent movement that doesn't feel too weird or clunky for her. So you're actually using all of the premium sexual techniques here for arousal. The difference is you're not using them one by one, because that makes them weak, but all of them at the same time in one big power cocktail, which makes more than just a massive amount of sensation for her, but also generates massive feelings for her of being held and desired and loved and enjoyed and, you know, taken by you, which also makes it very natural and intuitive for you just to adore her body with everything you've got. Now, as you get in the hang of it and you're awakening your woman, it might take a bit longer at first, but once you're good at it and the woman opens, I've seen so often that it can take a few minutes. I've even worked with a lot of women who never enjoyed sex very much, and this opened the whole sex for them and got them aroused beautifully. I've worked with a lot of women who found it very difficult to get aroused. It takes a long time of very intricate foreplay. First you have to do this, then this and this, and they were able to shorten it, you know, to a few minutes essentially, let alone a woman who is already enjoying sex and how much you can maximize this for her. Now, I won't bullshit you, there's no foreplay technique that works if it's the wrong time for her for sex. She's shut down, blocked by external problems, you guys have conflict, but in normal circumstances you will not find anything more powerful or reliable. You will just need to calibrate it to the woman. Some women need it stronger, faster, more passionate, maybe even grabby. Some need a more gentle, progressive build-up that's really deeply loving. And many need both versions, you know, just on different days. The technique at the core is always the same. You're just adjusting the settings. And there's one more crucial thing that you need to do with this technique. Otherwise, it will stop working after a short time, which I will cover in the last part of the video. So, this way to do foreplay, you can totally give it a go yourself today, DIY. But if you learn properly to do it well, you will gain a solid, reliable way to arouse your woman on any day. And that will define her whole quality of sex, her orgasmicity, and how often she will want sex. So I encourage you to learn this properly in my course for Men Perfect Lover, where I teach you in detailed video tutorials all these different variations in different positions, how to move well, where exactly, plus all the skills involved in this technique: great sexual touch, erotic kissing on her body, breasts, nipples, movement, how to transmit the right feeling, etc., all in video tutorials. And that's just a small part of what you will learn. The course covers everything you need for sex. For women watching this, if you're wondering, this is all covered in the Holistic Sex course, which is both for men and women. So you can either learn it with your partner, or you can just learn it on your own for yourself to know what to ask for from your partner. So there is one more thing with this technique that you must crucially ensure. And don't come to me saying that it didn't work because you didn't do this. Women hate when you work out one way to get her aroused and then you do it to death for the rest of your life. It's like listening to your favorite song forever. It will just stop working. Variety is essential for arousal. And that's the beauty of it. This technique is super flexible and gives you a lot of variation. First, you can do it in different positions. You can be on top of her from the front. You will have to support yourself in your movement. You can't just lie on her. Same thing from behind. When she's lying down, you're on top of her. Super sexy. Again, you have to support yourself comfortably, no stress. On your sides, holding each other in bed. It can be done standing very beautifully, you know, great for spontaneous sex, but also great for undressing a woman sexily and arousing her at the same time. It can be done spooning, and all these variations, they give a different experience, and they all have sub-variations within those variations. Specific things you would do, you know, from the front, from behind, or spooning, or whatever. You can use one position for one day, or you can use several positions in the same sex act, and you can put them in whatever order you want. Although there are some specific orders that just work, you know, better for a woman. And then secondly, you can have variation in intensity. You can do it at a slower pace for a woman to engage deeper for deeper intimacy. You can do it with a lot of strength and passion if she's in a different place. Yes, it is not going to work if you do it badly, like everything else. Your touch can be bad. Your kissing on the body can annoy her. Your movement can be awkward, not sexy. You might go to weird places, not the actually most sexy places for her. You know, it's not just whatever. You can feel mechanical, not confident or anxious, or you can be too heavy on her or too smothering or too careful. But done well, this is a powerful technique that always works. So the next thing after the foreplay that you will surely want to do is to go down on her, right? Watch this next video to be amazing at that.